USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Friday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spent part of his day in the battleground state of Michigan. Today, it's President Trump's turn. The president speaking in Muskegon, Michigan. After that, he'll travel to Wisconsin, delivering a speech there before ending his night in Las Vegas, Nevada. Meanwhile, former Vice President Biden has no public events. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says she no longer has COVID-19. She tweeted on Friday that she is blessed to be COVID clear and posted a photo of her kissing her baby daughter. As far as an uptick in coronavirus cases across the United States, McEnany says,
so we are routinely looking at COVID numbers in respective states. Dr. Birx has traveled the country. She's aware when there are embers and fires.
McEnany talking to reporters outside the White House. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Employees of social media companies are encouraged to make political donations, and one nonprofit group has the breakdown. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
Facebook and Twitter employees have sent more than 90% of political donations to Democrats so far in 2020. That amount includes all federal donations from Facebook and Twitter employees this year based on records available through OpenSecrets.org, a research group that tracks money in politics by the nonprofit Center for Responsive Politics. An analysis from the conservative watchdog group Media Research Center found the employees at both tech giants contributed millions in individual donations and in political action committee or PAC donations.
He was born in the USA, but Bruce Springsteen says if President Trump wins another term in office, he'll be on the next plane to Australia. Springsteen making the comments in an interview with Australia's Daily Telegraph. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A high priority for a Joe Biden White House would be to raise taxes on high-income Americans and push corporate tax rates up to 28% from 21%. As far as job creation, Biden, talking at a recent town hall, tells ABC News,
in 4 years, Moody's, Wall Street, said I will create 18.6 million new jobs. The GDP will grow by $1 trillion more than it would under Trump.
Regarding Biden's claims, business and economics professor at King's College, Brian Brenberg, tells Fox News,
Joe Biden likes to talk about certain aspects of his plan. He likes to not talk about some of the really critical aspects. So he loves to mention the Moody's study. What he doesn't mention is that Moody's has been wrong in some pretty big ways in the past, including about President Trump's own economic record. He also loves to talk about the fact that he wants to raise taxes on the wealthy. But he doesn't like to talk about what his tax hikes on corporations and businesses would mean for the average American. And the problem is, we never get an honest discussion about that.
The Butterball Turkey Hotline is getting ready for a different type of Thanksgiving this year. More people are staying home this year for the holidays due to the pandemic, creating more rookies baking turkeys. And hotline operators will be working from their homes. The Turkey Hotline going strong since 1981. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.